T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Friday morning. A Wichita police officer accused of helping a woman avoid arrest back in May made his first appearance in court Thursday. Matthew Powell charged with 3 misdemeanors, 1 count of obstructing apprehension of prosecution, and 2 counts of official misconduct. The police department says Powell is on unpaid administrative leave pending the outcome of his trial. A Kansas priest has been charged with 1 count of possessing child pornography.
The Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, said in a news release Thursday that it reported Christopher Rossman to authorities in September of 2016 after learning he had accessed inappropriate content on his computer. Rossman was suspended from the ministry at that time. The Archdiocese said it received information that an FBI investigation resulted in the charge being filed. At the time, Rossman was pastor at Roman Catholic churches in Baldwin City and Lapeer. He previously worked at churches in Olathe, Topeka, Holton, Mayetta, and Pottawatomie Reservation. The Kansas City Star reports Rossman's attorney, Scott Toff, said it was too early to comment on the case. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Washington has brought back a U.S. citizen to stand trial for fighting for terrorists in the Middle East.
An American brought home to face trial for fighting alongside the terror group ISIS in Syria. The Trump administration announcing the repatriation, but no charges against or identity of the individual. American officials want other nations, including from Europe, to bring home their suspected foreign fighters and prosecute them as well. Washington hopes to set an example for that course of action with this case. The State Department estimating some 2,000 people are in Syrian Democratic Forces custody. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it will not ban a pesticide that has been tied to child health issues.
Groups who have opposed the pesticide chlorpyrifos say it affects kids' IQ and birth weight and can lead to attention disorders. But the Trump administration's EPA reversed a ban by the agency in 2015 under President Obama. The courts imposed a mid-July deadline on whether to uphold that decision, which the EPA did, saying not enough evidence existed to link the pesticide to child health issues. The EPA also said chlorpyrifos was a cost-effective solution to controlling certain pests. The opposition groups say they won't give up their fight to ban the pesticide. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More bankers surveyed in parts of 10 plains in western states say President Donald Trump's trade skirmishes are having a negative effect on their local economies. The Rural Main Street Survey released yesterday shows the survey's overall index falling from 53.2 in June to 50.2 this month. Any score higher than 50 suggests a growing economy. Score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Kansas and Oklahoma are included in the survey.
Local law enforcement officials say cops are encountering more and more people with mental health issues. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
A lot of our mental health, too, is driven by drug abuse, right? Drug-induced psychosis versus the organic mental health that oftentimes we think of it. And, you know, there hasn't been any big studies that show the correlation between the current mental health state and drug abuse. But I think if you were to ask our cops, they would say it's very high.
Chief Ramsey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another sunny and warm start to the day for us. Sunny and hot this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s by noontime. 100 for the high, the heat index 105 to 110. Clear, breezy, 77 tonight. Sunny and 99 on Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour, and 78 degrees at 7:35. Time for the Steve and Ted in the Morning Secret Sound. All right. You got a hint here or a clue. Safe for outdoor use only. We're going to play the Secret Sound one more time coming up at
7:50, or at 7:50, you'll have a chance to call us if you think you know what it is at 869-1330. And if you are correct in identifying the secret sound, you win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza, The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. All right, Ted, it's 7:36 here on this Friday morning, and today is Friday, July 19th, another hot day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 100 degrees, normal high 93. The record for this day, for yesterday's date, was 112, set back in 1936, the big heat wave of 36. Steve and Ted now, and Dad, you've been talking in traffic this morning about tearing down a bridge at I-235 in Seneca, South Seneca, I presume, right?
North
Seneca. So what are they going to replace it with? Nothing? You've got an interstate highway there.
Not anymore. Not if there's not a bridge.
Can't just stop an interstate highway.
Yes, you can. It's closed.
No, you can't. You can't stop 235.
Yes, you can. Well, you can. It's closed.
Temporarily.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, good Lord. Ted, temporarily, yes.
Yes, there's a detour.
But you got to replace it somehow.
What they're doing.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are they going to build a new bridge or just have a four-way stop in there? everybody confused forever.
That would create a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
It's not going to completely stop traffic on I-235.
I'll have a detour through there.
Well, for this weekend, yes, it is closed. This weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's Tom Hines saying about it? We haven't talked to Tom from KDOT, but he'd have a good idea what's going on there. Eventually, I'm sure they're going to have something. Because interstates just don't go away.
No, they've already got something.
They got something planned.
Yeah.
All right.
No, not planned. They've already got something there. That's why it's going to open again on Monday so quickly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I think we're having a misunderstanding.
It's
going to
work.
I want to know what's going to happen with 235 eventually there.
Yeah.
So are they going to replace the bridge? That's all I want to know.
No. They've already got something there. It'll be fine.
They're not going to have a bridge there.
That bridge is going to be demolished.
Well,
the one
are they going
right
to have
now.
A bridge there? In
not the... where the that one is.
Well, where are they going to put it? You got an interstate and a major street. They got to go over it, under it, around it, or something.
That's, I guess, the engineers have figured that out.
Yeah, they have.
I'm sure they have.
It's going to be
like
fine.
It's going to be. Anyway, Tom, give us a call. 7:38 with Steve and Ted. Let's see what else we got going. Oh, the Convoy of Hope this weekend. Wow, big deal. This is going on Saturday, tomorrow. There are two sites again this year, and one is at the Bethel Life Center on South Meridian, where they started a few years ago, and the other one at McAdams Park there on East 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I went by McAdams this morning. They've got some big
they're already setting
trainers
up.
Out there
yep.
setting up.
Yep.
And this is
the big day tomorrow.
This is a huge deal because this is a volunteers, like 1,500 volunteers, and they're going to be doing haircuts, free backpacks, family portraits. I think that's cool. Shoes, all kinds of neat stuff. 10,000 bags of groceries last year. And it starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And
if you'd like to take advantage of it.
Helping out thousands and thousands of families.
Yeah. And Stacy Cathcart was on with us earlier in the week talking about it. And it's just a terrific thing that Bethel Life Center does for the past several years. The Convoy of Hope. Also this weekend, be looking for the boot block. Salvation Army is going to be at selected intersections and places around the city with firefighters. And they're actually looking for some money for taking care of other needs at Salvation Army. You know, Salvation Army just doesn't stop at the Red Kettle at Christmas time. They go all year long. So look for the boot block. That's what the firefighters.
Yeah, this is another activity they've been doing for years and years and years.
Firefighters going to be out on that. All right, Jed, what do you got there?
Okay. A new local road, 40th Street North, will be built out to provide access from Meridian to Seneca. There you go.
Okay. So.
There's your explanation. A local road is being... built up.
That doesn't make any sense to me. 235 has to go through there somewhere, somehow. It has to go through there. So you're thinking it said it's going to stop and it's going to detour where 235 was. It's going to detour then. Okay. I don't know.
Beats me. I never take it anyways.
Tell me again, Jed. You're going to build a road from where? From Meridian to Seneca?
Yes.
Alongside the interstate.
Yeah. New local road, 40th Street North,
okay,
be built up to provide access from Meridian to Seneca.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a road, not a bridge.
Not a bridge.
There you go.
Have a road next to a road. That makes a hell of a lot of sense to me, but, you know, I didn't plan this thing.
USA!
Hey, USA!
They didn't ask if you wanted it
to
make sense.
Nobody asked me. I'm sure the listeners will figure it out once they get there and they're stuck in traffic.
There'll be a road they'll be driving on, and it will go right through, and they'll get there. That's how it'll work.
Let's hope.
Mm-hmm. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Of course, this is just the beginning of the North Junction.
That's part of it.
They're starting a long, 4 or 5 year ordeal. That's going to be going along.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
7:41, Bill Roy, the editor of Wichita Business Journal, coming up, talking about Opportunity Zones. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.